This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3659 for Thursday, the 11th of August, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Developing an HPR Static Site Generator. It is hosted by Rosen and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Rosen describes his approach to developing a static site generator for HPR.
Hello, this is Rowan, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I will describe my ongoing attempt to develop a static site generator for the HPR website. This was inspired by a post from Ken Fallon onto the mailing list called Source Code for the HPR website. It does appear that, you know, there have been other talks through the years about developing the site statically. I think the first one I found also from Ken Fallon was a message with the subject static site generators, not a flat file CMS. This was back in 2019. While I have read about various static site generators over the years, the only one I've had any experience with was Template Toolkit, sometimes referred to as TT2. When helping Ken Fallon and Dave Morris develop the Free Culture Podcast webpage. It is a tool Dave uses for various projects. Since they are the janitors for HPR, I figured a website generator based on TT2 would be something relatively painless enough for them to use and update when needed. The template toolkit is written in Perl, which after, I guess, these many years and slightly rose-colored glasses does bring back fond memories. Back in my early days of webmastering and sitting with Unix Unleashed in my lap, learning about Perl to write CGI scripts to process like contact forms and the various interactive things we did back then with Perl on your websites. So it's been a while, but I do like Perl. You can, you know, whip up some fairly, you know, complex programs in a relatively short amount of time. In the past, I've even like done a prototype IVR, interactive voice response system, something for a phone system, basically using asterisks where you could like call in and then dial in a number and like an account number, and it would give you information on that account. And I used Perl to sort of do the lookup and then interact with the text-to-speech synthesizer and things. So that was pretty cool and, you know, relatively easy. And then Perl, you know, has the comprehensive Perl archive network, CPAN, which is, you know, makes finding Perl modules very easy and relatively easy to install. I do have to admit, there are a number of dependencies in the code, and some of them were easier to get to work. I tried to do everything from like a normal user account, and some of the packages just, you needed to be root to get it to install right. And then one package I even had to actually use the distributions Perl module, and because I just couldn't get it to compile. And with Perl packages, a lot of times they use like C in the background for speed, so you do need almost like the full developer's tool suite, you know, GCC and Make and all that running on your machine to be able to install a number of modules in Perl. So there is a little bit of complexity that I had, I guess, forgotten about. It's not quite as easy as some of the other ones are these days, but you can get there. And like I said, Perl CPAN has modules for everything. So definitely worth looking into and taking the time to get working. So that does take me to, where is the code? So the code is currently hosted at repo.anhonesthost.net/RHO_N/HPR_generator. You do need an account on repo.anhonesthost.net to be able to get to the code. There's also Ken Fallon's fork on there, and now I think there's a couple other repositories about with other related projects that you can find on that repo. It is a Git instance, which is very nice. I'm enjoying Git. I use it at work, so it's been nice using it elsewhere. I do encourage anybody interested to help out. I didn't realize, you don't think, oh, it's not that big a website. There's a lot of pages. Not all of them are, you know, that complicated. Some of them are very static, so to begin with. So it's pretty easy to set up the page and just cut and paste from the source of your browser into the template page, and then you're done and off to the next page. But there are a number of those. And then I have been spending quite a lot of time figuring out how to get the more dynamic stuff running. I guess you could just write the templates, and the template toolkit does come with a couple like tools that let you generate the pages running their commands. So you probably could have just done a bunch of different templates to a degree, and then, you know, either write a bash script or just run the various commands to get the various pages generated. But my idea was to have a program, these called, you know, uniquely enough, site-generator, and you basically then give it a list of pages that you want to generate, and it will go through and do that. Or there's a special all page, which will generate all the pages on the site. Of course, as I went along, that nice little paradigm ran into some snags because, of course, well, then what if you only want to generate one of the episode pages, but the episode pages uses the same template? So then I had to add a way to say, like, I want the episode of episode 3367. So add a little complexity, but I think I've come up with a fairly nice way to do that from the command line with some decent defaults. So I do hope people give it a whirl and give me some feedback on that too. If feedback or help with coding, it's greatly appreciated. Some nights I'm here just going, oh, will this never end? But slowly but surely. I've also set up a test website that's available publicly called hpr.horning.us. And it will now each night go through and do a pull from my repository and then regenerate the pages based on what the latest changes to the code are. So I can then go through and test it on a machine that's not got all the, you know, maybe some of the changes that I've made but haven't committed and stuff. So it's a good way to see exactly how far I am as far as usable code for other people. It does come to now the database. So my other goal for this was to be able to use the current database schema. I know we've been talking about moving from MySQL to SQL Lite so that people could just get this database file and run it relatively easily compared to having to set up like MySQL or Postgres or any other more traditional database system. And to that, Ken did go through and he now is publishing each night a dump from the MySQL database. Originally, I had sort of gone through the schema and made up my own little test database and filled it with some test data just so I could, you know, get the pages to generate using SQLite. And then eventually I figured, well, I'll just set up a MySQL and then change the SQL queries as needed. But now I found this nice script called MySQL to SQLite that does a great job, at least with our database, of just taking that SQL dump file and turning it into an SQLite database. And I've been writing my code against that, and it's working perfectly. So, one, Ken, we may not actually need to change the site generator code. We can just, you know, run a script each night to take your dump and convert it to an SQLite and then generate the site from that. Since for until we get everything rewritten, we will be still using the current database as it stands. So that will, I think, make things easier. I had been thinking of ways to make it so that you could have multiple databases be able to generate from the code with just minor changes to your queries or calling which query you needed depending on which database you were calling. So that's still possible, but I don't really think we'll need to do that at this point. So I think that covers most of the bases. I do encourage people to check out the site and join the repo so you can at least, I have like some issues set up like how implementing the various pages. If you see a page that I haven't listed and you want to add a new issue to implement a page, if you see something on one of the pages, you know, an issue I haven't gotten to fix yet, go ahead, please, let me, you know, post an issue slash bug on there. Ken Fallon does have a branch, a clone of the repository. And he has a wiki set up with some of his thoughts, and I have a response on there. You can feel free to look on there and add your thoughts about the site in general and or how best to go to proceed. I'd like to like get more people interested in helping out, but I will keep plugging away slowly, and hopefully not before another 3 years goes by that we'll actually have a statically generated website. I think I'll end it there and say thank you for listening and thank you for participating in Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.